From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Gene Engany reading The Trail of Revenge, a Wolf Calder Western by Will C. Nutt. We'll begin with Chapter 1. As the train huffed over the rise and began its descent toward the Long Valley, Weed Leaper got to his feet with the rest of the Dawson gang and followed the men out of the rear coach, leaving Red Tinsdale behind to cover their rear. As they walked quietly through the train, they left a man behind in each car, sitting with his back to the door, facing the passengers. There were only four cars on this run, so that left Abe and Luke Dawson to take care of the mail car, with Weed proud to be stationed at their backs to discourage any foolhardy passengers. Indeed, Leaper was looking forward to the action. He knew his ruthlessness so far had prevented any description of them from reaching the Pinkerton agency, and that was the way Weed intended to keep it. Inside the coach just behind the mail car, Jenny Harthwaite was looking out the window at the valley swinging into view. For the first time since leaving Boston, she felt her heart lift. It was lovely country, after all. Its astonishing immensity so much more heartening than the constricted, grim landscapes of New England. She was sure she would be able to reach these children out here, no matter how wild her father had said they were. Children were children. They were the same everywhere. And out here, perhaps there would be someone. She felt the tears on her face and was shamed by them. Would she never forget that cad and his sense?